Hello, and thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. We are in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Tuesday, April 3rd. My name is Dan Whalen, and with me as always is...
Adam Erdman.
How's it going?
Going great. How are you?
Good. It's it's coming to nights where there's those thunderstorms that come through.
Yeah.
To the point where I actually sleep in the studio because I have the windows surrounding me.
Ooh.
And it's actually just kind of that... It's like turning on an ambiance machine to thunderstorm. It's just the right level. So I've been sleeping really well recently.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I love the storm last night. That was really nice.
It was nice.
I was... I was up playing Skyrim, actually, so that added to the ambiance there, too. Yeah, so it worked out nicely.
Yeah. So a couple things to plug before we get through everything. Of course, you can find us online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find photos of our guests. You can find bonus tracks, lots of bonus tracks, including bonus Leonard Maltin games, bonus build-a-titles, bonus movie bluff. We even did a couple like riff tracky kind of things. So all of that you can find out there, and all of the mic checks that we do at the beginning of every show. We've never missed a mic check yet, and I hope we don't get rid of that, because that's always fun just to kind of wind up into the show.
Most definitely.
You can also find us on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for the podcast name, or by searching for any of our guests' names. So... You know, it's always cool to say that people are now iTunes searchable.
Oh, yeah.
How exciting it is.
Oh, yeah. Just one of the many perks of being on the Buffering Podcast.
Yes. You can also find us on Twitter. Yeah, you can also find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. I almost went into yours. Yeah, you can go at Buffer Podcast, basically get updates about shows and bonus tracks, photos, fun stuff like that. And you can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook at facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio. And you can also find us on Foursquare, same place. So make sure to check in and see all the photos.
Hey, cool. And we're also on Stitcher. So if you've got it, we're on it. So Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. There you have it. And
thank you.
So we have two guests with us tonight.
Well,
and
in a way,
also, yes,
we have like two and a half guests.
Two and a half,
we'll say, because it's you'll never hear her unless you listen to the bonus tracks.
Indeed. So
secret guest,
yes, super secret audience member guest is here with us this evening. In addition to our two guests, and we have James, who has been on with us before,
James Wheeler.
Good evening.
And Katie Best.
Hi there.
And our
computer guest is Molly Garzinski.
Yep, she's...
She says hi.
Joining us all the way from New York, New York.
Via Skype. Thank you, Skype, for having free service that we could have also found on Google.
Molly says, octopus applause.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say that James Wheeler has now taken the Foursquare title of mayor of the Frank Oz Memorial Studio from Dan Whalen.
Hold on.
Oh my gosh. This is an historic
epic
event.
Battle.
I don't have Foursquare installed yet. I kind of forgot about it.
If anybody wants a special title now that I'm mayor, just write in to bufferingpodcast@bufferingpodcast.org/gov/James.
We're on Gmail. You can find us there if you want.
I was going to be impressed that you knew it, though.
Yeah, I thought you were.
I will
you sounded
start in
so
on
convincing.
Basically any thread of conversation with no factual evidence to back it up whatsoever. Don't worry about that.
No,
that's what makes me mayor. Memorial Studio for a live person.
Well, realistically, the title is the Frank Oz Memorial Theater Memorial Studio.
Oh.
Because Dave and Steve Knicky and Alex Johnson and I, as the Cold Stone...
Coyote Company.
Yes.
Coyote Cold Stone.
Coyote Cold Stone.
I keep forgetting about that group, but... we had done America the Show, and in that we wanted to have some sort of hook for Welcome to the, and it just always be the continuous fake venue. And with that, we thought, okay, well, we have to have it after somebody that's alive to make it a memorial theater. Who do we love? Frank Oz. But that was a small odd at Minnetonka High School, and the small odd is now like a hallway or a couple classrooms.
It's gone to exist.
It's gone. So the Frank Oz auditorium. Memorial Theater is no more. So it's the Frank Oz Memorial Theater Memorial Studio.
I like that. You need to update your Foursquare.
Why?
Because it only says Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Oh, no, we condense it, but it's explained on the website.
Oh.
BufferingPodcast.com. But I have a couple... Actually, James, I want to start with your news story because you came prepared.
Indeed.
That's why I'm the mayor.
See, there you go.
And choke up on your mics, too, so you're nice and close. There you go.
This increases bat speed.
So, James, what did you want to share with the class?
So when I got here, I asked Dan if he'd heard that Amazon Prime, who has both downloadable and kind of rentable content and both standard def and high def on their website, has moved into the video game platforms. They're available, the Amazon Prime downloadable for the PlayStation 3 to live stream, which I brought up because one of my friends had mentioned that the bad part about downloading movies or renting movies through the PlayStation 3 previously is you actually had to download, which if you have a PlayStation 3 or any kind of next-gen console that you download content, you know, you basically set an update ready to go and, you know, go to bed or take a nap and then, mm-hmm. you know, come back when the X number of gigs later have downloaded. So
right.
they have for rental, you're not having to download the whole thing. You're able to stream in high definition, which, right. you know, as opposed to... some of kind of Netflix or Hulu, you're not always able to do that on your television through your console. So brave new world in streaming content for video game systems, or at least the PlayStation 3. So
actually, what happened recently to go along with that is the new Apple TVs came out, which do support HD, full HD, 1080 HD at this point. So they do have like the select HD titles that function as well. So it's getting up there, but it's good that like before everyone was claiming, oh, we can do HD, but it's 720.
Yeah, definitely. So very exciting for people that, you know, use those pay services or kind of get that service at $80 a year, you know, however much that ends up being a month, to be able to, you know, live stream high definition on their beautiful large televisions. So my buddy Nick kind of exclusively does that and doesn't even bother, you know, through his computer or kind of any other streaming or Redbox or kind of some of the alternatives to online. The future is now. I can watch an entire season of something in high definition on my video game system, you know, where I used to have to go and blow on my Nintendo games to get them to work.
So. I was going to say, I felt kind of snobby when I said that 720 comment because I've realized that at this point, like before when it first came out, it's like, oh, you can only kind of tell a difference. And now that it's been around long enough, it's just like, oh, wow, that's like half HD, isn't it? And you like, it's kind of getting noticeable, and I feel really snobby. All of a sudden, it's like, I'm not impressed with this HD anymore.
Yeah, like, oh, I can only partially see the ears growing out of that newscaster's, you know, or hair growing out of that newscaster's ear. The mayor of the Frank Oz Memorial Theater Memorial Studio, maybe a little dyslexic. I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's transferable with the title.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Title transmitted dyslexia?
Yes.
Interesting.
That makes me feel a lot better about myself.
That you've got a contagious disease because you're now the mayor of...
Yeah, it's gone from Dan to me. Dan, anytime you want to check in at your own living room, just go ahead, because I don't know if I can deal with this type of pressure.
I want to see if I... if
uncomfortable
it
silence.
Online. Well, I mean, you have the PS3, so, I mean, are you going to check that out?
Well,
they are offering a free month of the Amazon Prime to do the streamy on your PS3, so
I might check out the free month. I mean, I already rock the Netflix, which is good enough. Like, I once it gets streaming and the bitrate kind of catches up with what it's already pre-buffered, it works pretty well and it looks pretty nice. So I don't know. I guess the difference isn't as noticeable on my viewing platforms. So
yeah, as far as I can tell, the content differentiation is very low.
Oh, so
it's
so
not
they
like
have
they
a lot
have
of
so
the...
many exclusive things. Yeah. I think that at this point, it's kind of like Oprah in terms of distribution. It's like you get CBS and you get CBS and you get CBS and everybody gets CBS, you know. Molly gets CBS.
Look at her all excited about CBS.
Oh my God. I only say CBS because they have the lowest amount of content available online,
oh,
and it's all
definitely.
On their website, and it's horrid. It's just, I'm amazed at how terrible the streaming is.
I actually think NBC is worse.
Really? But at least they're on Hulu, and they're on Netflix, and they're on
That's true, because CBS is one of the ones that I actually watch, though it does drive me insane.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, your program is unavailable.
I found myself, I only watch so many shows because I don't have actual TV, because the digital antenna thing just does not work in this apartment. And I've just given up on that and made peace with it. But now it's just like, okay, what shows do I remember liking? Well, there's Archer, so I'll get that season pass. There's Community, so I'll get that season pass. There's South Park. Okay, I'm done. And so I'm missing out on so much TV, but at the same time, it's like, well, I'm getting what I like, I guess. And Doctor Who.
Well, yeah, Doctor Who. Anytime I am not playing one of my PS3 games or Skyrim or whatever, it's usually Doctor Who. So, I mean, I have access to cable and stuff like that, but I don't use it. And that's all there is to it. Because Netflix fulfills that watch something need.
Yes.
That empty hole in Adam's heart is filled by Netflix.
That empty like 3 hours of his life that he could have spent doing something else is filled.
I feel like I should look at a screen and it will show me images and play me sounds, and I won't be holding anything in my hands or moving my thumbs.
My name's Adam Double Panther. If I'm not on Netflix, I'm on channel131.com.
Oh, I'm still trying to get on to freaking Foursquare. This thing's killing me. Oh,
I'm only the mayor because I'm closer to the window apparently and can access internet.
No, James Wheeler just ousted you as the mayor of Frank Oz Memorial Studio. You're not going to let that stand, are you? 9 minutes ago.
Oh dear.
Check in here. What are you up to? I'm hoping. I can't believe I'm actually just using this to talk about it. I steal back my title and stutter.
I used the LOL.
Oh.
I'm in your Oz drinking your Primo.
I'm one day away from becoming mayor, so I'll just have to stay here tonight. And look who gets to stutter, though.
Tie goes to the current mayor. This guy.
I did get 3 points. Actually, you'd call it 2 bonus points for hanging out with the mayor.
Hey-o.
I also have all of 14 points for Foursquare for this week because I don't really have any more.
Also, so long as I am the mayor, you will get 2 bonus points, free hugs, and I will drink as much of your beer as you'll give me.
Now that's a mayor.
Call that a perk.
Man, this guy, he's got all the issues straight. He knows what to do. Makes people happy.
I have political experience.
He does.
Been the mayor of many local drinking halls, restaurants.
What else is in the news tonight?
It's not so much news as something that we've brought up before that I want to explore a bit more.
Ah.
Which is Walmart's offer to digitize your hard copy library.
Mm. Mm.
Because we kind of had that discussion about, I mean, would you do it? Would you not do it? Oh, well, I'd feel empty not having the actual copies in case there was some fail-safe thing and I could only watch DVD.
Because nothing could ever go wrong when you're dealing with Walmart.
That's actually one of the things I'm going to bring up, actually. But I just wanted to give everyone the details on it because I want people to judge them or, you know, determine viable option kind of thing, depending on what you'd want to do. So I've just kind of opened up to a lot of thoughts.
Is this a good idea? Bottom line.
More or less.
Hit us with the deets.
Right.
The kids say that. I heard it on the streets.
The service costs $2 per disc.
That's ridiculous. Sorry.
No, I'm glad that you're actually...
I think I just choked on the deets. I don't know if that's a thing. But
There's more.
Lay it on me, brother.
Or $5 if you want a standard DVD upgrade to HD.
Tip your waiters, that's all.
And so they actually made an agreement with Paramount, Sony, 20th Century Fox, Universal, and Warner Brothers. They're all cool with it. And they're using some service using Vudu, V-U-D-U, cloud store digital files. So you get to download them. And it's actually set to launch in 13 days. April 16th is when this thing kicks off. $2 per disc, $5 if you want the upgrade from DVD to HD. Which I'm wondering... Okay, first question I'll ask because it's the least important one. No, it's actually a really stupid question now that I think about it, because I was just going to say, do you think they are actually able to upscale the DVD that you bring in, or does it jack another file?
They got to jack another file.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
They're not going to waste the time for $5.
Logistically, how does actually work? Do you give them the disc?
You got to bring them all in.
But do you get them back?
And then, yeah,
they're your copies.
Okay, so you still get to keep the discs.
It's
not like they're...
It's not a recycling program.
Okay.
That I'm aware of.
That's good. I mean...
Let me scroll farther.
Because it's not like there's going to be some dude in the back room going, oh, man, I gotta rip this guy's copy of Big Trouble in Little China. And the then
voodoo,
I gotta...
The voodoo cloud is actually the blow-up pool in the backyard in Fayetteville, Arkansas. At, you know, Sam Walton's ranch. And they just toss them all in the pool and, yep. We're bringing you to the cloud, Walmart. Free HD upgrades.
Yee-hoo.
You get an upgrade. You get an upgrade. Everybody gets an upgrade.
To be fair, there are clouds Oprah on the pool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oprah keeps showing up at Walmart.
Yeah, I don't know how I end up being kind of like the default Oprah, but we may hear that once or twice more because there's nothing better than giving something away to everyone.
It's true. But realistically... You scoffed immediately at $2. What would you value a digital copy at?
Well, considering people on Craigslist have been doing the same service, you know, for...
Okay, with the certified...
Sure.
You know, for the people who never use Napster, the people who never use Kazaa, LimeWire...
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that there's some value in this. You know, ever since I wanted to get all of my records digitized, I've been looking for something like that. And I think that for the kind of the video file that has everything but wants nothing, you know, the kind of ultimate modernist techno dude or dudette, you know, I think that there's some value in it. I don't know that I want to go out and
essentially... Could you put a price on it?
$1, Bob.
$1.
No, but seriously, I mean, I think that to pay $2, you know, if you're really a videophile and you have a ton of these, I don't think this is for the kind of casual cat that has, you know, 20 DVDs and wants them, you know, digitized.
Right.
You know, for that person, they're going to sit in the same...
I can get digital copies.
All right, I got Garfield the movie, Top Gun...
Throw Mama from the Train, you know.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles,
and the Addams Family Part 2. And I really need... That's $10 well spent, my friends. So just so you can throw those movies away and not have physical evidence laying out in your living room. But for me, I mean, seriously, it's going to be the people like myself that have gone through and bought all these DVDs
right.
in, you know, standard definition, you know, are thinking about kind of transitioning full-time to maybe buying Blu-ray DVDs, but want to have the backup and don't want to kind of have all the cases around. I kind of like having those. For me, it's kind of like books, but I'm also kind of like an audiophile and a videophile and a bibliophile. Like, I like the kind of collection and being able to kind of put that out there. But, you know, just like converting, you know, CDs and ripping CDs and things like that, I do think that there's a value in it. I think that Walmart's pretty intelligent, you know, being that they're everywhere.
There are 3,500 stores that will be participating in this endeavor.
Yeah. So, I mean, to be able to bring that service to small town America, you know, as you know, we were talking about, as elitist as that makes us sound, you know, in terms of being in Minneapolis, St. Paul, you know, that's, like I said, that's on Craigslist, I don't know how many years ago, with the dude that's just offering to convert everything, you know, and...
And those programs are easy to come by.
Exactly, but it's the time, you know, and to put that value on time, I'll pay people $2 an hour.
Oh, so to give the, you know, contrasting to that, listening to you go on about that for a while, I was thinking of my best friend and how she just may be who they're aiming for in small town America. Is, you know, Kindles are becoming very popular. A lot of the Kindles will play video, right?
Some of them will.
Some of them will.
The Kindle Fire
the new
will.
Ones, the Fire.
And I think the Color, the one before it, had a few smaller services, but video is
in
part
your
of it.
iPads and, like, all you know, noise. For us old school people, the iPod Touch.
The Nook.
It's a Touch?
Yeah, the Touch the will do video, yeah.
The Nook will too. So we, you know, for me, or for them, like, we have a huge video collection, DVD collection. And, for instance, see, they always pull me on because I'm, like, the dumb one in the group. I'm not quite as, like, up to speed as everybody else.
Sorry, I'm the old one.
No.
You know, I have an iPod. Is it eBay? iPod Touch, and I don't have any of my... I only have two videos that are digitized. So I have two movies that I can watch, and I go back and forth between the two movies.
What are the two movies?
I am not going to tell you what the two movies are.
Garfield the movie!
Oh, no, I have three.
Die Harder. Live Free or Die Hard.
Could we get one?
Only
half of your dignity.
Okay.
The cooler of the two.
Well, there's three. I remember
Traveling Sisterhood.
Three.
Or Yaya.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Yaya Pants. Double Pants.
That's the same movie, right? There's like one title that encompasses all of those words.
No, I have Coco Chanel, the Lifetime like episode. It was a TV movie.
That sounds cool.
Shirley MacLaine.
That could be cool.
Yeah. It was cool. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Why are you hiding that shame? That's not
shame. Well, I'm hiding the other two.
Oh, well, now you have us all excited.
I know, I told you. I remembered I have three. Anyway, but I have tons of DVDs. So if I were able to digitize this in a store that I very well know, okay, maybe not me, but my best friend.
My friend.
My friend.
And her boyfriend that lives in Canada. Who's totally real. They met at summer camp.
You know, like, so I could play them on my Kindle Fire. I could play them on my iPod. iTouch, whatever
thing,
you know, that might be worth the $2 to put my favorite movies on, or to be digital and be able to put those onto my assortment of smaller electronics. You know, I could see that could be more towards, you know, a more common audience as opposed to somebody that wants to digitize their entire collection.
Right.
That if they wanted to do that, they could probably figure out how to do it themselves.
That's basically the case.
Right. So I think they're going for this audience that would be my friend. That doesn't know how to...
It is the Garfield the movie. I was totally wrong. This is a great devil's advocate. It's like, no, it's not. It's me that wants Big Mama's House 3 digitized so I can watch that with my Lifetime movies.
Working out at the gym, watching Garfield.
Yeah, no biggie.
Elvin and the Chipmunks 2.
3.
Chipwrecked.
Oh.
Please use headphones if you're at the gym.
Please.
Holy crap. Please.
Okay, so...
Oh, tragic.
My next question for this would be, if you decided to start throwing money at this thing, what would be the first movie that you own that you would do this to? First movie, it's like, okay, I'm going on a trip, I can only just, you know, drop off one because I'm test, like, it's like your test one, but at the same time you won't have a purpose for it. So do you have, like,
so I don't have to rent something on iTunes when I get on the plane?
Right.
I can just use one of my movies that I already have. Oh, I have to think.
I think it's especially hard too, because I actually think that the $2 service to, like, digitize your movies isn't that great. But if I could pay $5 for an HD version of any of my movies, that's pretty outstanding. Because for me, it's not worth it to spend more than I spent for the original, to upgrade my movies. But if I could upgrade my entire collection, or at least the collection that would be worth it, you know, like ones that I've rebought, like I bought 310 to Yuma. I love Westerns and it's gorgeous and I love it, you know, or No Country for Old Men. I bought the shit out of that when it came out in HD, or The Usual Suspects.
Yes.
Wow. Which I love. And there's only so many but that's my problem right now, is I don't want to spend, you know, especially for some of the ones that are older that are coming out with special editions in high def, they're coming out and they're like 28, 30 bucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's, I can't justify there doing that. But if I could upgrade, you know, existing 30 or 40 of mine for $5 a piece, that's, you know, whether they end up in the pool at Sam Walton's house or whether they're pulling them from the magical cloud up in the Ozark somewhere, all these high def files and still giving my old ones back, I think that's worth it. And like, if I can go sell those versions for $5 on eBay,
go to cheapo.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just dump it for $3-4. If I can essentially pay, you know, a couple bucks
for it,
for an HD version digitized on there, I mean, that's where I think the real value in this is. You know, even if you don't, you know, have a high definition TV, eventually that's going to be kind of,
it'll catch
the
up
norm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I watch on, you know, like a little 15. My TV is smaller than my computer screen, so I do a lot of recreational watching on my computer. But I think that the HD service is actually the real kind of
the hero.
From all this.
And I think, I think as time goes on, that's gonna be, you know, proved to be the more valuable, because, you know, even like on Facebook and things like that, for years, I've seen, God, after HD, can we just be done? Like, stop doing this to us. We've had to buy these on VHS, and now we bought them on DVD, and now we have to buy them on HD. For God's sake, it's the same generation. You know, spending the movie, you know, money on the same movie three times.
Yeah, after Laserdisc, can't we just be done?
Can we just be done?
We are a horrible nostalgic generation, because we're the first ones to have access to it, so we can immediately recall to Rocco's Modern Life if we want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're historic shows that I imagine that my parents watched that are gone for good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's that thing they loved as a child. But, you know, we can go back and watch Hey Arnold on Netflix streaming instant. And probably Amazon Prime as well. So it's just, we pour so much money and stuff. If you go through my library, I am a perfect example of this, where I have episodes of All That. I have Salute Your Shorts. I have Invader Zim.
He doesn't have Hey Dude.
No.
Oh, I was just about to say that. And I
asked him last time.
Are they going to get this? I have that problem because I teach and I have students that are in their like early 20s.
Right.
And I made a joke today. There's a group with two women and one guy. And the two women were standing in front of the kind of presentation screen. And then the guy was writing on the whiteboard. And I was like, oh, this is great. You have like a guy Vanna. And, you know, like there's a couple snickers. And I was kind of like, do you guys actually get the Wheel of Fortune reference? Is that too... You guys still watch that with your grandparents, right? You know, and I find myself making really outdated reference. Like when you're like, Hey Arnold, I was like, oh, is that the one with the guy with the goofy like cotton candy yellow hair coming out of the sides of his heads?
Oh, yeah.
Football head?
Yeah, he had a football head and all that. Yeah. Which is why I threw it back to Salute Your Shorts and all that to try to help you out. Because I saw the confusion.
Thanks. Yeah. It's very apparent on my old face. You're like, oh, his brow is furrowing. He must not understand what we watched as children.
Well, I figured Dave would have made you watch something as he was trying to hype it up as his discovery, and you...
Very true. Very true.
I never really liked Hey Dude.
Me neither. I never got it.
How can you not like Hey Dude?
Thank you. Thank you, Molly.
Salute Your Shorts was...
I'm with you.
Oh, man. She's
into it. I'm with her.
Okay, she said it
realistically,
sucks.
Would you...
No.
I mean, I think both of them are amazing.
She said it.
Yeah.
I got Camp Anawana.
Salute Your Shorts is awesome.
Hey Dude, There's something really great about Hey Dude. I'm just
I agree.
We swim and play, we
row and go on trips,
and the thing that lasts forever are our dear friendships. Good. I was hoping I could do that. That makes me feel proud inside.
Wow. That made me feel warm inside. Now I want to be like,
back.
Damn, can I borrow some of your shorts? Can you digitize it and then share that with me on the voodoo cloud?
On the cloud.
I feel like it's already there. I think there's like a puppet show going on here, like, oh, let me just take this DVD of Salute Your Shorts.
Oh, and, look, here it is.
And I'll throw it onto the cloud over here, and then you can download it. It's probably already there. I mean, honestly,
they're just giving
that's
you
what
access.
I'm wondering if it's
they're just giving
a
you
source
access.
File.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's not I your copy. It's not like they took the ones and zeros and converted them and turned them back into
yeah,
a movie up in a magical
scratches
cloud.
Why would they? And skips that yeah. my, you know, 1999 DVD copy of, you know.
That was one of my other questions. Yeah. Is,
will it still have the
I
skips
mean,
if they make it HD?
My VHS.
Yes, they'll just be really, really clear.
Really clear crap.
My official
silent and crackle will just sound like a million effing dollars.
My VHS copy of Thriller where the pitch kind of goes down a little bit and comes back up. Yes.
She's doing Thriller.
Molly, our silent audience member, is doing the Thriller dance. She is doing it. Well, it's not anymore. Now she's just laughing.
It's really great to have something that no one will ever hear, but we just get to enjoy on our own level because we can only describe it so well, but it'll be so much richer for us.
Yeah,
which is why
so,
we just keep going back to it.
So just look forward to the bonus footage.
Yeah, when she comes back on. But both of you are avoiding my question that I asked before. First
what
one.
What was the question?
First one.
Oh, crap.
If I hadn't already bought it, I would say The Usual Suspects, because that was the first one that I bought in HD that I currently owned.
Okay.
So for $5, you know, I went out and bought it when it was on sale for like $13 or something like that. But for $5, hell, you know, I mean, I'd get Fight Club. I'd get all of my older movies, you know, the ones that the DVD versions aren't that great, but to upgrade, you know, to high definition, you can't see me, but I'm doing, you know, quotation marks.
Yeah.
It would be really nice to have some of those older movies, you know, that have been, they've gone through the kind of painstaking kind of updates and going back to the source film and kind of really being diligent about updating all those, because there'd be, you know, anything that's in the Criterion Collection.
Right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
They're just amazing. You know, to pay $5 for a Criterion movie in high definition, that's like a gift from God. You know, it's like, hey, do you want to spend $45 or do you want to pay $5? Assuming, I mean, the thing that we're assuming in this entire conversation is that Walmart high definition on the Voodoo cloud is going to be, you know, like you said, you know, what's the difference or the difference between streaming in HD versus streaming in standard def, really, when you're buffering it and you're kind of getting up to that
right.
That level
but
of...
But it's presumed that you'd be downloading this thing onto your device, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. Katie, you had that moment and a half to think.
I know, it didn't help. Well, I keep coming back to the same one, you guys. I'm a girl, in case you didn't know. But Private Practice. Pride and Prejudice is what I was trying.
I thought she was going to say Private Parts. I was like,
Howard Stern, I knew it. I could totally tell.
You know, girls like Howard Stern, so Private Parts in high def.
Totally, no.
Now, would you get the BBC version or the recent version?
The recent version.
Okay.
Ah, with what's-his-face and what's-her-face.
Exactly.
And who's a what's-its?
And the other one.
Ooh, or maybe the new Jane Eyre.
Keira Knightley.
Imogen Poots is
Imogen
in it.
Imogen Poots?
Yep, she's in the new one.
Imogen Poots.
She's in it.
Oh, God bless her.
As a man, I'd just like to say that I don't respect many things Pride and Prejudice, but I would definitely get the BBC version because it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's...
I don't need Imogen Poots to make my Pride and Prejudice dear to my heart.
Oh no, Imogen Poots! I love her only by name. I've never seen any of her career.
It's just her name.
But she's the official
named actress of the Buffering podcast.
It's true.
I only like her verbally.
Yeah.
Visually,
I've never seen any of her work focusing on her.
I watched Centurion on Netflix streaming.
Sorry about that.
And well, the movie itself wasn't all that great, and then all of a sudden Imogen Poots comes on and she's...
I like the voice crack that went into that.
She graces the screen with her presence and takes a very gritty man movie with lots of blood and gore and killing and stuff. And she makes it a little bit more happy.
Poots.
Yeah, Pootsie.
She took my breath away.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think she's cute. But yeah, her name is really hilarious.
Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, but as far as I'm concerned,
Adam would get Centurion. I need me some high def Imogen Poots. That sounds like a dirty truck stop magazine. I'm sorry.
Actually, in D&D, I named my
he's father's talking about Dungeons and Dragons
tavern. It's the Imogen Poots, so that in short conversation, it would just be the Poots, because I think that's the name of a tavern in old times.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ye old Poots.
Ye old Poots.
Ye old Poots pub. Poots pub.
Adam, what about you?
Pubo Poots.
What would you get digitally converted or maybe even HD-ified?
Well, I've already got Game of Thrones in HD, and I was a little disappointed when I saw that it didn't come with any kind of digital copy. So
HBO isn't famous for that, though.
Yeah. So that
You pay for that? Like 40?
It was like it was 35, I 35? Think. 35 or 45, but it was totally worth it. I mean, it's such a it's only season one, but it's such a great show. So well done. So much great dialogue and action and stuff.
It does seem like my context to that kind of show is that's the new Rome.
Yes, in a way. It's the new Rome. It's almost like, in my mind, I've been comparing it to like the new Lord of the Rings for me. It's like filling that kind of fantasy medieval sword swinging. Yes, yes. Molly is
endorsing HBO Go, which it was recently made available on Xbox, which we talked about on one of our other episodes
last week,
which you can find on at bufferingpodcast.com to do a random plug in the middle of the show.
yeah.
Only also because I actually forgot to turn on the stopwatch because
oh well,
because and we're having so darn much fun.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just flowing very well, but at this point I would estimate that it's been about a half an hour.
Yeah, so anyway, to wrap, I feel like Game of Thrones is a series that I would absolutely take with me and watch anywhere and enjoy the crap out of it. So yeah,
which was something I was going to kind of bring up but just kind of slide through very quickly, is looking at it where if you're putting in TV shows, is it the same price point? Because realistically, are they giving you individual files or are they giving you the disc?
Well, I'd probably go disc by disc, but
I'm wondering what they would do, since it's not specified, especially because who knows which of those companies have TV shows that they also represent.
Yep, season one, $2. Up, you said.
Yeah, and with a lot of streaming media, if you are paying to either rent or download, you're paying per episode rather than getting, you know, like you said, a season pass.
Right.
You know, maybe there's a larger, you know, thing. Like if I want to get Heathcliff season one on DVD and I want to upgrade to high def, what's that going to cost a brother? Yeah. I got to throw down some bones.
That's a good point. Because
Heathcliff, I don't know if you guys know, but they Heathcliff.
Already, Heathcliff in no HD. One should.
That was the first thing that they put into the system.
Yes. After Garfield the movie and Traveling Yaya Sisterhood Pants and the Lifetime.
Traveling Yaya Sisterhood Pants. Yeah. I'd watch that one. Yeah. Yeah, so would Molly. Which, Molly, we need to throw it to you for a second, even though we can't hear you. We need you to select a movie to start Movie Bluff. As she's writing on her iPad as we wrap up things while she writes. Yes.
Yeah, I was also thinking about how nice it would be if they offered a discounted price if you're bringing in like
per by volume.
Yeah, like 50 plus movies, maybe like bump it down to like $1 per disc, because that's a lot of movies.
I don't
honestly
think they drop it a full dollar. I think at most I could imagine they do a quarter.
Yeah.
But I think they'd even push that to the 100 just to really knock it out.
Okay.
And Molly.
Molly's got it.
Anything else on the topic before we hop over into Movie Bluff, which Adam's going to start?
This is like a game show.
It really is.
Molly's going to show us the secret movie that's we're going to start with.
We're going to transition. I want to make sure I'm not stepping on anyone's toes.
It sounds great.
Sounds great?
HD.
Good.
I'm all
HD.
About it.
HD.
My toes are fine.
$5. Let's see what happens. Molly, the official Movie Bluff starter for Adam. He has to use Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Whoa. Okay. Cool. So does that mean I have to... And I'm just lobbing that one out?
Yes.
Or, oh, okay. So I'm going this way?
This way. Oh, that it's way. Clockwise.
Okay.
Or maybe that should be it and he should start.
I like that. I like that. We'll do that. We'll do that. So Molly has just initially sent Planes, Trains, and Automobiles cast to you.
Cool. I get to say...
Pen.
Oh, but was he in that?
Godzilla.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, just because if I don't get it right, this is just chaos, and Molly gets a point. But
I think you could at least name one person in this movie.
But the one that I want to name, I'm gonna just say it because he's awesome. Buddy Hackett, was he in it?
No.
No. Never mind. Never mind.
You lose a point. Molly gets a point.
I didn't.
Adam's been voted off the island.
I didn't finalize it though. I just wanted to say Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, you have to say cast or movie.
So
to seal it in. We can't start on a guess of Buddy Hackett.
Yeah,
it's not allowed.
True. But honestly, I haven't seen this one yet.
What?
What?
Yeah,
you make me want to. Shoop. Because the alternative is just too horrific to mention on the podcast. And I feel if
even
there are
though
children
it's already...
listening, or Molly's poor
right,
cat is going to be
right,
terrified
right.
by what I would actually say.
Steve Martin.
Thank you.
Cast.
Thank you. Jeez. I mean, you haven't seen it, so it's still... So cast, I guess it's John Candy movie.
The Great Outdoors cast.
That's what I was gonna say. What's
so,
that guy's
well, at least
name?
You know.
I know. I just have to think of his name because I can never think of his name.
Oh, that would be a problem.
Yeah, I can picture him. He's in the Blues Brothers. The heck is his name?
I know.
Thank you for that.
I think Molly could agree that she knows.
We should have
Hint?
One of those. We should
Hint?
Have one of those. No. Go to the screen.
Okay.
Can we please go to the screen?
All right.
I need a lifeline.
No. Wait.
Molly could draw an actor in the movie.
Well, kind of a Pictionary thing. See,
this is like the worst podcast element of all time. We can include someone that we can't hear and can't see what they're drawing. Yes.
Yes.
This is an all-visual podcast that no one experiences. But I was going to say we could have one phone a friend, and there she is. Because it would be fun to kind of perpetuate the game if we can, where everyone else knows who it is.
I suppose.
So it'd be the one out.
Phone a friend.
But what it would be is... What, maybe have them name three, no, not three other movies they've been in. I mean, give them the answer. How about give?
Well, I know what other movies he's been in. That's not going to help.
I know.
Me.
That's why I just naysayed it.
I was like, yeah, if I name three other movies he's
This
been
is too
in?
Convoluted. Think of the person who's in it. Or the other person, the lady who's in it.
I know. Who's the lady? In Red. That film was actually filmed at my lake in California. I just have to say.
Which is not the answer.
You have a lake in California?
No. I go to a cabin that's not mine on a lake in California.
The MVP of this podcast is definitely the things that you can't see that Molly is doing. plus reaction to the ridiculous John? Stuff we're doing. No, John Candy is the person that we were mentioning.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've been trying to think of John Candy for the last 5 minutes, I'm going to be sorely disappointed in your movie bluff skills.
Because John Candy was also in the Blues Brothers.
It's true.
Oh, man.
The original Blues Brothers?
I think he's pulling your leg.
No. John Candy was the detective who was put on the case. He was the plainclothes who was following the cops around. He had really shaggy hair and a mustache, and he was always wearing aviators, and he was John Candy-sized.
That's the point I tried to make earlier when we were trying to think of people. That was my mime to the screen.
All right, well, I can't think of it, so I concede. What is it?
It's...
How about we name other movies that he's been in, we'll see if you can
like
guess.
Like Ghostbusters?
I know! Ghostbusters and Coneheads.
Okay, how about
and...
this? How about this? We'll do this just to...
On the count of three, let's all say it really loud to humiliate her.
I was going to say initials. We'll say D.A.
Dan Aykroyd!
Well, hey. That's supposed to get you the you perpetuation. Yeah, you lose a point for remembering who it is.
But at least
does that mean I get one?
Yeah, James, you actually have the first point in this game.
Yes.
Although that's how initial. I started, I think, last time I was on the podcast. I got the first one, and then I got hosed.
Just all went downhill from there.
Molly, would you mind keeping track of points as well? Because we're being irresponsible tonight as you look around for some way to do it. Thank you. So, Adam, you actually get to start again, and it goes to Katie.
Cool.
Dan Aykroyd.
I could name a whole bunch of other movies. Now we know.
I am not going to say Dan Aykroyd. I... I'm going to start with a movie that is called
Garfield the Movie.
The Voice.
A Tale of Two Kitties. That is the name of the sequel, by the way.
Because of its historical significance. Clue. Cast.
Ooh.
FML, man.
There are a couple go-tos.
Yeah. I know.
Some big ones.
Like, just to help, like, Professor Plum, if you can remember who that is. Or maybe Wadsworth.
The Butler.
I think that's the easiest.
And monkey's brains, though popular in Cantonese cuisine, are not often to be found in Washington, D.C.
Eileen Brennan. Is who he was talking to during that scene. Because I know stuff like that.
Eileen Brennan? I can't think of anything.
Yeah, but that's kind of a dead end thing that
I know.
You would lose some point on immediately.
I know.
So I'm going to recommend against listening to me because I think I actually just thought of the wrong movie.
Epic fail.
I was thinking of that other one, Murder by Death. But what do you have for Clue?
I know.
Really famous people.
I know.
Super famous.
I'm really having a problem with this game. I'm not normally this bad at this game.
I am, so I'm really happy that there's someone else here. That's
I'm not normally
this
bad. Usually, I'm pretty good at it.
I really appreciate your poor performance. It's very inspiring.
My brain is like gone.
James is like, I stand a chance.
And of course, Molly is just screaming on the other side.
But I can't hear her.
What's wrong with you?
It is kind of eerie.
My gosh. This
seeing
is embarrassing.
Her mouthing words.
The divine Yaya sister ordered the traveling pants.
Is that close? I know that one of those words doesn't belong.
That's a,
there are a couple of them that just kind of snuck in.
That sounds like a cult name of some sort.
It's like four or five books combined.
Yeah.
The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood.
There it is.
And then the
Sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Yes.
Woo!
Can I get a point for that?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I said Molly went like this. I got a lick screen point.
All right.
I'm counting that. In my mind, if I lose on a technicality, I'm counting that point.
That's a point as if you had snuck a word into conversation, which I don't even know if it happened because I didn't notice.
No, I didn't. I came up with those all by myself after saying them wrong four five times. So,
okay.
No, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the overall.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm using this time.
Molly's bored.
You have seconds.
I know.
We'll give you 15 seconds. 10 seconds.
TC.
What is his name? I have no names.
Five seconds.
TC.
And that's time.
I even gave you initials.
I
can hear the initials. Damn.
Yeah, pay attention.
TC.
Tim Curry.
Or CY. Christopher Lloyd.
You mean CL.
CL.
I'm an idiot.
There he is.
Good thing you didn't get all the way around.
It's true.
So anyway.
Well, we're not playing the celebrity name. Right.
Well, I got a point. James and I have a point.
And Molly joined in on the virtual high five.
Okay,
well, thank God I have not negative two.
James, you get to start this one.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show cast.
Seriously, to me again?
Yeah, really? It's to you.
Christ almighty.
Okay.
Is there enough time for me to take a bathroom break? Because I'll take it.
Yeah, if you want to grab me another beer.
Yeah.
And one for Molly, too.
Why?
So I think I need it after this performance next to me.
I even know people in this.
Say the first name that pops into your head that was in the forefront of your mind.
Well, the thing is that only that pictures are coming to my mind.
That you thought about before.
Only pictures, no words.
And
it's what happens with a visual person when they're tired.
Don't give her any more because I need this point, brother. I need as many points as I can get.
Oh my God, this is pathetic.
All the help I can get.
This is pathetic.
This is like the greatest podcast of my life. Of all the podcasts I've been on,
I'm glad.
This is in the top two. I'm going to tell you that right now. And it just surpassed the only other one I've ever done.
Shirley MacLaine isn't in it, right? She's not one of those
Shirley
scary witches.
Shirley MacLaine.
No? Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Well, then that probably means she's not.
I'm so hungry. Bring food when you come back from the bathroom. Nothing.
Katie,
oh
stop
God.
Laughing.
Concede.
You're supposed to be thinking.
I know.
Think harder.
I'm trying to do that thing where, like,
I'll take a concession.
You take your brain off of it so that you can come back.
Picture yourself in a racquetball court with a bright red ball and throw that bright red ball against the wall and have it come back to you.
With a name on it?
No, well, the red ball is the thing you're trying to think of.
Oh.
I can understand where
does
she's having this problem
work?
Because the person that you're trying to get her to think of does not look like who they are.
Right.
Well, there's so many things that it could be. But
it's true, but I think that it might be another...
Plus, I'm having a complete brain fade of all names.
What?
You can concede it. I'll take the point.
There was one actor in that who was in that where it's like,
well,
holy
both
crap.
Tim Curry and Meatloaf. Woo! And she's been holding up her iPad with hint for... She put up food, and then I worked food in the conversation.
Oh.
And then she was like, wrote hint for Katie above it. And it was like holding it up there the entire time. And Katie's like, oh.
I don't understand.
You know
looking
what?
Everywhere
I
but the screen.
Like,
and Molly's like, ah.
Look at
and
this.
I'm like, oh.
That's when I started pushing the point of concession. 2-1.
James has 2 points. I have one.
You know what makes this
Katie's
really
negative three.
It starts with Adam and goes to Katie. So Adam, don't fuck this up.
This is
please
like a really, really slow doubles tennis match where Adam and I are doing all of the point scoring.
I was just thinking about that.
Except
30,
I think
15.
At the ball. It's like, whoop a bam, whoop a bam.
We're playing Katie ball.
Doing it at me.
So playing
in
pickle in the middle
motion.
With your older cousins, and you can never jump high enough.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
Okay.
Let's
well,
just keep naming Tim Curry movies and see if she can
I
never
know
get
what
it.
You're on to now.
Muppet Treasure Island. Not really.
Like, okay. Kermit!
Tim Curry. It still moves right along.
I think his first name is Tim. It's a, like an Indian dish. What is that Indian dish?
Think
is
of it, food. Although I think of Tim, food was meatloaf.
Tim Tandoori? Yeah. Yeah. Is it Tim Tandoori?
Okay. Maybe? So your choices.
All right. With a softball. Let's go with
something Disney.
Can you name who's in it?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I'm gonna say
1994.
I'm gonna say
anything?
Tron Legacy.
Christ's sake.
Whoa.
That's the new one, right?
That is.
Yes.
Who's the dad? Who's the kid?
For the love of God. Oh, come on.
I'm wondering why you picked that in the first
place. Why? Because I said Disney and he's being a jerk.
Didn't you see that with us, though?
No.
No,
that
must have
been your
there.
Other friend, Katie.
She wasn't
like
there.
Your girlfriend or something.
I wasn't dating her yet.
It was.
I know.
Molly.
It's true.
Two time.
Well, I know you were there, Molly. There was a big group of us. It was a long time ago.
Wasn't me.
Well,
haven't seen it.
I just got that Shaggy song.
Who's
stuck
the
in my
dad?
Head. I'm
sorry. I've seen the previews.
Should I softball it a
Can
little?
Can you give me another one?
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges the dad.
I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get one that Katie can get to give her some honor.
Olivia Wilde.
Thank you.
In it.
Appreciated.
Sorry. You just keep naming people.
So
the blue guy.
Oh, the motorcycle.
Neon lights.
So
I have a suggestion for one if you need one.
Let's go with we're thinking about Disney now. Yes, and we want something that Katie Best has seen and will recognize actors in. So let's go with
Nazi Henya Babadi Babo.
Well,
the Lion King.
We could go with that one, but does Katie know? Does Katie know?
I'm just kidding.
Take it.
Please don't.
Okay, fine. I'll take Dan's iPhone written suggestion and go with Top Gun.
Oh, yes.
He knows me well. Tom Cruise. Woohoo. Movie, move on.
For once,
yes,
hooray!
How about The Last Samurai cast?
Oh, ooh. My God, you're a horrible person.
Cool.
That Asian guy.
Oh, Billy Connolly.
Oh man, he is.
I'll do movie.
Okay.
Please bring it back to where you know you want to bring it back to.
Ah.
That would work. That would work.
Holy crap.
I can see where this path is going.
So can I.
No,
you.
But at least you have an answer this time.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm thinking. I'm like, I think I know the answer, though.
You all got that one. We've only made that joke four times now.
I could
that's
bring
bufferingpodcast.com.
But I'm gonna say in honorary of history of podcast, Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints.
And cast
in the face.
Penny. There's gotta be a penny in there somewhere.
What?
Huh. Don't they put like coins in the eyes or something?
That's true.
So your answer is Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln is in Boondock Saints.
I believe there was a pair of pants in that movie. Was Imogen Poots in that one? Oh, if only.
Imogen Poots, Barn Grill.
Tim Curry.
That's what I was hoping she was going to start off with.
Oh, it hurts.
Before tonight is over, Katie Best will know every movie that Tim Curry has ever appeared in, ever.
And some that he hasn't.
So I'm wondering, is that another just immediate concession?
Yes.
All right.
Can you name someone else?
2 points for me. Yes, I can. Willem Dafoe.
I was like, Irish people. That's all I got.
So Irish people. Pennies.
Willem Dafoe. It's another Willem Dafoe.
All the way around for that one. Boom.
Thank you.
So Adam has 2 points, James has 2 points, and James starts and it goes to Katie.
Jeez. And Katie's negative 4.
The usual suspects.
I've never seen it.
What?
I know, I didn't want to admit that. But it's come time. Usual suspects. I've seen the cover.
Tennis.
There's one.
Tim Curry. That's
no. All. Not that one.
Yes. That's my point. I'm taking it. 3-2. What are we playing to?
3.
Yes. That's an ace. We call that an ace in tennis.
Technically, that's she didn't lock in her not answer.
I didn't. Dan Aykroyd.
Can you please lock that one in? Because that's even better than Tim Curry.
She has to lock in her answer. By saying movie
that
or
would
cast.
Totally work, though. Holy crap. We're on a mission from Gad.
Fine, you can have it. Cast.
Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro was in that movie.
And Kevin Spacey and Pete Postlethwaite.
Kevin Spacey.
What's the name of the
Stephen
guy?
Baldwin.
Who's like the leader of the gang, and he gets...
He's Britishy.
Yeah, he's Britishy.
No idea.
I can't remember his name either.
That's
he's only been in so much that I can recall.
He's got such a glorious tenor. Like, his voice is just...
Yeah. Yeah.
What a man. He's a man's man.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Well, he was in...
Is this game over yet?
Yeah, it's over. James won, and James gets to start with personal plugs of any sort if you have something coming up that'll happen Friday or thereafter that people could listen to on Stitcher or iTunes or wherever they find us.
Oh, wow. Well, I'd like to think that I'll be back here at some point.
Well, I'm James Wheeler, and I won the movie bluff this week.
And your mayor.
You can listen to me on bufferingpodcast.com and email me at bufferingpodcast@bufferingpodcast.gov/... Movie bluff.
I told you before, we're Gmail. Gmail.
Yeah, but I don't get that. At least if it goes to an imaginary email, they can think that they're reaching me and I'm just like too elite. Like I'm watching my 1080 and I'm only upgrading to HD
I
DVDs.
Check it like monthly.
I think you just gave it away.
Amazon Optimus Prime. Yeah. with the arms moving like robots and stuff.
No, he just has a really big mouse. Click, click, click.
No, I'd love to just plug the podcast. It's always great to be on and bufferingpodcast.com and bufferingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Feel free to spam us. I don't care.
Also, go watch The Lion King and any Tim Curry movie or if you're Katie Best, all of the movies we've mentioned tonight.
Yeah.
And then are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
Plug yourself.
James Wheeler. Capital M, capital N, that's James Wheeler, Minnesota.
Mn.
The abbreviation.
Yeah, M-M-N.
Mn.
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 James Wheeler, Mn.
Katie.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would you like to plug?
Wait. But before we hop on, don't you have a class that you're...
Oh, I'm teaching a class at the University of Minnesota. I don't know that my students
is
really
it, want no, to. No, I mean... Are you doing something
outside? Next?
No, I mean, are you looking at future classes already?
Yeah. If you want to look at the Bachelor of Design in Architecture program at the University
just
of Minnesota.
To help them out.
Yeah, it's become the largest program in the College of Design for people that want to look at everything from digital design, fabrication, and architecture to public engagement, which yours truly highlights. It's a great opportunity to... have smaller, more vibrant interactions with different areas of the architecture field and really get your feet wet in a undergraduate environment. College of Design, cdes.umn.edu/awesomeface. That's not real. But,
see,
but the program and the class are real.
I knew that you had the elevator speech, so I thought, why not just push that out there?
Thank you.
But Katie, how about you?
I don't have any plugs this week.
No classes, nothing coming up at that one place that you work at that you can plug that's also on Facebook that I've followed?
That's true. Yeah, we have some awesome classes at the Bead Monkey next week.
In?
That have...
Where are you located?
We are located at 50th and France in Minneapolis and Grand Victoria in St. Paul.
Do you have a website?
www.thebeadmonkey.com.
There you go. Okay, now keep going.
And yeah, we have some great classes that have plenty of spots available still, like our metal pedals class, our crystal confections class.
Ooh, okay.
Memorization. Seven flowers and I can't remember the last one. But there are lots of classes and our new newsletter should be coming out soon with lots of new classes and fun stuff.
So check it out. So if you're into beads and...
Or if you want to learn how to make jewelry, we do that too.
Yeah.
We'll teach you.
And then are you on Twitter?
You could find me on Twitter. And the last post would probably be from 09. So Facebook's the way to get a hold
Tim
of me.
Tim Curry, at Tim Curry Fan Club Minnesota. That's Tim Curry Fan Club, the abbreviation MN.
/ Katie Best.
.gov.org.
Official moderator.
Molly is...
Molly gets some plugs, too. If you go to mollygarzynski.com, that's GARCZYNSKI.
More consonants than you know what to do with.
.com. you can also email her at... Garcma28@gmail, garcma28@gmail.com, or on Twitter at Garzoinks, GARZOINKS. And she drew a smiley face and kisses you all with her hands.
Air blowing kisses.
Or if you're in New York, it's a pretty small town, so you could probably just bump into her.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Call her.
She'll be like,
smoochies.
Oh, hey, Molly. You're on the street and, too.
Yes. Adam, how about you? What do you have to plug coming up?
Drink steak.
Well, as always, I'm on Twitter at @AdamErdmann.
Adam Erdmann.
Yep. Same as I usually spell my name on things
true.
I write my name down. And
unless he forgets one of the ends.
That's true. No, I never forget the ends. They're all important. I actually found out that the second N, going back hundreds of years.
Pants, so he's double pants.
Double pants. No, that's not what it means.
Double pants, Erdmann.
Adam, put double pants, Erdmann.
Because realistically, ends look like on. Pants. So it just makes sense.
Listen to the bonus tracks to know what the hell we're talking about. The second N actually means that you own your own land. So back in the medieval days... My family was, they were not tenant farmers. They were
owner folk.
Legit.
So
yeah.
is that pass onable? I mean, is that, if I knew somebody with the last name Mann, could I tell them that they owned land way back in the day? That's why they have two.
I would assume so.
Presumably, depending on what country.
Well, they know that most
from.
Of the stuff that comes out
what
of my mouth is crap anyway.
If you yourself
so.
Purchase more land, could you add an
another
extra N? Or possibly an end to the end of your first name.
I think that I would certainly...
Adam.
Almost Adam. I could take that.
Adam Minnesota.
Adam Minnesota.
Abbreviated ADA, capital M, capital N, because he owns land.
That's right.
Probably in Minnesota, otherwise that would be awkward.
Damn right. So...
Anything else?
I would take away your M if you bought land in Wisconsin. Sorry. Sorry for all our Wisconsin listeners.
I'll just
like that one right there.
I'll just split.
She's in New York.
The M at the beginning of my first name into two N's, and then it'll be just Aden Erdmann.
The Nimmerstimmer.
Aden Erdmann.
Anything else to plug?
Well,
while you're thinking about it,
motorcycles. They're cool. That's
wear a helmet.
Yeah, wear a helmet,
especially on the freeway.
And extra pants.
Don't be stupid. Wear double pants.
That's going to be your new catchphrase. I'm Adam Erdmann. Wear a helmet and double pants. Don't be stupid. We'll see you next week. BufferingPodcast.com.
I love it.
That's a horrible sign up, dude. I'm sorry that I've been a part of any of the silliness in this.
I am going to use it forever and ever now. Thanks to you, James. From now on. Dan, what do you have to plug?
You can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. I am going to be going to the New Hope Cinema Grill in New Hope, Minnesota, to see Wild Bill Bauer on Saturday, live comedy. I think it's like $15 per ticket. Totally worth it. Great food, great service, great drink deals, and live comedy from local people who are working their way up to Acme. So that's going to be fun. That's it for me. But for the podcast, you can find us online at bufferingpodcast.com, which we've mentioned numerous times. You can find us on Twitter at BufferPodcast, where you'll find updates about our bonus tracks, episodes, photos, fun things like that. You can find us on Facebook, or you can find the studio on Facebook at facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio. And you can find us on Foursquare, where James is currently mayor.
Ba-ba-da-ba!
And you can now hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and many others. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Fool.
Twice? Really?
Fool. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes. Yeah.
It's true.
They're awesome. So.
But yes, thank you for listening this week. I'm sorry this episode's probably like 20 minutes too long, but who cares? We had fun. So thank you for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Sayonara.
Double pants, double pants.
Wear a helmet. Adios. And double pants.
Double pants it.